USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's supporters were gathering outside the Trump Tower this afternoon in New York City to show their support for the president as the Mueller investigation comes to a close. Many of the supporters were wearing Make America Great Again hats and waving American flags.
We have people here from everywhere. We want to show them that there's support up here in these liberal states because we tend to be forgotten about.
The Justice Department has said that Congress could receive that special counsel report as early as Sunday. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is apologizing after being charged in a Florida massage parlor prostitution and trafficking investigation. Kraft said in a statement that he's truly sorry and he knows he has disappointed and hurt his family, friends, coworkers, and fans, and many others who rightfully hold him to a higher standard. Kraft said in the statement that he hopes to not be judged by his words, but by his actions, and through those actions, he hopes to regain people's confidence and respect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Tony Jones here. You heard me talk about MyPillow's amazing pillows. All you have to do is sleep on one of them, and you'll know why they call the creator of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure that you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bedsheets. He began by using the world's best cotton, called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable, the Giza Dreams sheet set includes two full 21-inch wide pillowcases that'll fit over any pillow, and deep pocket sheets that'll fit over any mattress. And the first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Put them on your bed, and when you crawl in after a long day, it feels like you're sleeping at a five-star hotel. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. That's right, promo code USA for 30% off and free shipping. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Moore joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to try to implement on the board.
I will try to pursue and promote policies that increase wages and increase growth and prosperity. That's my whole agenda here, is what makes American businesses and American workers, you know, better off.
Flood damage in Nebraska is expected to exceed $1.3 billion. Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts says despite that all, his state is doing their best to remain optimistic.
This is going to be a, you know, long road recovery, but, you know, we're Nebraska strong here. We're going to get through together. Yeah, the water is crescent and it's starting to go down, but we're still having a lot of flooding all along the major river systems across our state.
March Madness continues with a full slate of games over the weekend. The Sweet 16 will be decided by late Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has made some strong comments regarding the Democratic Party, calling them anti-Israel and anti-Jewish, this after a House vote that was broadly a resolution that condemned hate speech, as opposed to condemning anti-Semitic remarks that were made by a few Democrats. How much are people in Israel, though, paying attention to U.S. politics and what's going on in our House of Representatives? I had a chance to catch up with Maddie Friedman. He's author of a book titled Spies of No Country, Secret Lives at the Birth of Israel. And one of the questions I asked him was how much the average Israeli pays attention to American politics.
The average Israeli doesn't really get the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Most of the Israeli political spectrum is, and all the big red flag issues for Americans, is Democrat. I mean, we have state health care, and we have pretty tight gun control, and all the issues that Americans like to fight about. Almost the entire Israeli electorate would be in the Democratic Party. Israelis don't understand that. They don't really understand the way issues break down in the United States. I think Israelis understand that, for whatever reason, the current American president, Donald Trump, is very supportive of Israel. And that's basically what an average Israeli voter gets. Does the American president have our back or not? They sense that President Trump does have Israel's back, and that makes him kind of a popular character over here, even though I think people aren't really informed about the, you know, the nuances of American policy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.